Words can be cool but are often misused. True North strong and free, for instance, is a misnomer and very misleading. Canada is not strong and has abdicated its responsibilities in NATO, and as well has reduced the military to something less than a state national guard, and Canada does rely on the strength of our southern neighbors for our protection. As for free, I don't view a country which restricts internet conversations and what citizens can watch on TV to be free. Free means being able to think, act, and speak independently. It also means being free from violence and aggressive behavior, as well as being free to defend ourselves in a manner of our choosing if the situation arises. It means being free to develop our own resources and to reap the benefits of such without having our efforts raped and pillaged. During the Klein years, Alberta had a balanced budget, a surplus, and zero debt. Instead of following our example, Central Canada chose to steal our money. I refuse to accept the lies of the elites and their fear tactics of having our own police force and monetary system, etc. These threats remind me of the threats of an abusive spouse who paints a terrible picture outside of the relationship, hoping the partner won't leave so he can continue to abuse. Everything they mention is actually positive reasons for independence. Those are mere details that we the people can help decide, and it will ultimately be better than what the Canadian government currently shoves down our collective throats. Studies show that if Alberta were an independent country, it would be among the world's top 10 wealthiest. For me, I like the idea of freedom. Dennis Cross, Didsbury.